Good morning, Aryadeep, and welcome to our studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes. You are one of the active members of Acres for Oroville and the other campaign, Green Acres. Can you, before we go deeper into that, tell us a little bit about yourself for those who doesn't know you?
Well, my whole interest in this cause has its background in the vision and philosophy of Sri Aurobindo and Mother. I was a young student in college when this whole vision of new evolution, which would result in a new kind of civilization, a new world, interested me, appealed me. It touched the very marrow of my being, and I intensely thought of, aspired for its realization in myself as a part of a larger realization in the world. As I tried to follow the path, it was not just a philosophy I realized, but a consciousness in action. Sri Aurobindo and Mother have brought to the earth not just a new vision, a new philosophy, a new worldview, but a power in action to realize something in human life, on earth. Years passed, and I would say that it is this consciousness which directed me to Oroville. When I came to Oroville, I had a specific idea, specific vision, that it was intended to be a universal township dedicated to the future. A year after my stay here in Oroville, as I grew aware that various pieces of land, various plots of land, did not belong to Oroville, I felt that the force of Oroville might be compromised, reduced. That was the year 1991. So I decided that I would work for this. This will become my area of work.
So you started to work with the land board, right?
Not immediately. I started to study what are the solutions. And I felt that one of the things was that lack of high motivation, what you call a passion for the cause. I must also mention that population of Oroville very less at that time, just 700 people. So, and it was not clear how Oroville will reach to a level of universal township from 600, 700 people to 50,000 people. That may have been one of the reasons why there was no dynamic action. I felt that there was a lot of talent in Oroville. If this talent direct themselves to the addressing of this cause, we can solve it. So my initial understanding and the task was that I should convey the concern and motivate people, the talent in Oroville. So I wrote and published one paper reaching out to the survival challenge of the Earth Queen. How I got the idea of Earth Queen, that is also a separate chapter. I will not go into it. But I equated, I called Orville as the Earth Queen and said this Earth Queen is in survival challenge. Earth Queen is someone which is high above the on the sphere of the earth in the imagination of humanity. So something which is high, top, extremely noble, refined, cultured, and this is in a survival mode. It might be suffer, and his real earth might be suffer. So I send my book to each and every household in Oroville, to friends of Oroville, in Oroville International Centers. It helped in creating some awareness, but the dynamic action that I was expecting did not realize on the part of the talent of Orville. And then on request by someone else from Orville, I tell you the name, Major General Tiwari. He inquired some question about, yeah, we need the land, but we need money for that. How to get it? How to raise the funds? So I wrote another paper, In Quest of the Dance Amplitude, task number 2, That Breathing Land.
That was in 1991?
1994.
Oh, okay.
The first paper was 1993, second paper published in 1994. There I outlined it clearly how if a group is formed to focus on the fundraising aspect of this work, how to go about it, how to approach it.
And at that time, the land was still cheap, no?
Yes, relatively cheap. Then something happened. A small group was formed, and I became part of the group. But it was still voluntary. It took another 1 or 2 years for me to get officially get engaged in the work. Ghee was there, and Shivaya, and they were trying to do something about the land, raising funds. So I joined them as officially. And I put for the idea of 2 new ideas, Oroville Land Fund and the Land Fund newsletter.
Oh, okay. That and evolved into Land Board probably, yeah?
That was 1997. And both Ghee and Shivaya immediately accepted it. They were very open to the ideas, my possibilities. And this became one of the first strong, organized approach to the task. A short while later, I published 3rd paper, Saving the Rose Flower of the Earth. That was also on the land task, where I published interview with Shyam Sundar and how mother was concerned about this whole idea of integrating. She was telling, if people will not buy the land, a lot of complexity will arise.
Yeah, and the land is a vital point, no?
Yes.
Of our existence.
Yes. For unified, harmonious development. As this paper got circulated in Oroville, Zil Vigo, and Marty or an American
lady.
They also started writing papers on the land. Zil Ginko wrote 3 papers on the land, on how to approach our relationship with the village, history of the land purchase. Marty also wrote 1 paper. And 3rd thing was that certain people got organized. At that time, the La Avenir office was in Bharat Nivas. And they pinned down that our first task is to create a master plan. So Luigi, Anupama, Christo, Lalit, and several other peoples got into creating a master plan. We contacted a former chief town planner of Chennai, one Mr. Dattatri. He was friend of Frederick. And he was most cooperative. He immediately came, yes, I'm ready to lend my expertise. And he came as many times as we invited him and helped in giving a formulation of Orville master plan. And then Kiri Joshi took it up and got it passed. So master plan came into existence, awareness, acceptance, dynamism came into existence, and we started receiving a lot of funds. And we started buying land. Or there is no specific figure, but I say that nearly 300 to 400 acres land in the city area, and 500 acres we bought in the city, in the Greenbelt, including this botanical garden.
Yeah, that was late '90s. Yeah,
that was around between 1997 and 2000.
In 3 years.
That's 3 years.
That was very good work. Yeah.
Every year we used to get good deal of funds from friends, no large scale funds. But still, on the aggregate, it used to be more than significant amount, almost like $500,000.
And the prices of the land were substantially cheaper.
Compared to present.
Yeah.
So I gave you the historical background.
Involved in land board, right?
I try to carry on some of the running work, but my belief is that the magnitude of the task is such that unless we succeed in convincing potentially large source of collaboration, our means are not sufficient to tackle the task. Hence, I'm trying to write a book which points out and conveys potentially large source of collaboration, the relevance of Oroville for India and of course world at large. Once I finish this work, I hope that the people who can make difference will get convinced and come forward to extend their land, to lend their helping hand for Oroville to grow from a present level to universal township level. It means that cooperation of financial side, cooperation from human resource and many other things.
Just got a stupid question. Since Orville is supported by Indian government, yeah?
Yes.
And it's, so to speak, a showcase for many things that's been Universal Township with many advanced projects.
Yes.
Wouldn't be maybe a way that Indian government put a kind of law on those landowners which are still in, at least in a master plan, to offer to Orville for exchange a normal price of the land? Instead of those really pump-up extreme prices, they are just based on speculation because it's in Oroville or next to Oroville?
What you are saying, basically, is that can government of India,
yes,
or even perhaps Tamil Nadu, be more active and collaborative with the Oroville?
Yes,
in every way.
In those private land, yes, collaborative with Oroville and also maybe... because we know that the prices of lands, if you go 20 kilometers out of it or 30 kilometers, are completely different. And it's pure speculation, especially if it's in a city area.
Yes.
Because we know a recent case there where the price is really ridiculous. And we know the price of such a size of the land is not so high.
Yes.
So couldn't they appeal to those private landowners to put the price on a normal level?
They can do that. Provided they realize the relevance of Orville for India. And that has to be understood only and primarily in context of how Orwell can make Indian situation extremely good, strong, progressive, that the vision of Orwell can pave the way for a better India. This is the essential point. On that basis, the leaders of India, and by leaders I don't mean just political leaders, but business leaders, cultural leaders, turn towards Orwell.
Because if you manage to get the prices at the normal level,
yes,
it would be easy to...
Then the financial support and even expertise support, human support will come. So that is what I am dreaming of. And we cannot succeed in this unless we also show how, because we have already passed nearly 48 years. Orwell is now 48 years. And we are only a community of 2,500 people. How? We cannot say we need more land, we need to protect the land, unless we show how we are going to evolve into a level of a unique, universal township.
No, but we also saw the examples where the small plot of private land can destroy the whole development, maybe of residential zone or somewhere, where only one family would reside versus 200 people or something like that. I think it's really crucial that the land is unified, no?
It is, but there is another point of it. We are in the midst of something like 3 villages within the master plan area. And the whole vision, Mother's vision and Sri Aurobindo's teaching says us that the new evolution, the progress is to take hold with us. We cannot isolate some people, you go out.
No, I didn't mean that, because we know the village where, at least the inner city areas, there was no village. The village Kottakkarai is further out.
Kottakkarai is within the...
It is within the master plan.
City area. Kottakkarai is in the city.
Not within the crown road.
No, it is very much edge of the crown road.
It's next to ring road, yeah.
It is almost, and there are 2 other villages, Bharatipuram and Idhyanchavadi, which is in the grain belt.
That's the Kottakkarai is in the grain belt, yeah.
I would say that our primary task is to protect Orwell from the commercial interest of the outside people. People from outside Orwell, far away from Orwell, Pondicherry or Chennai or other parts of India, they say, or the resourceful people who say, oh, this is nice place, let us buy land, it is available. Protect it from there. As for village people, we have to be more understanding.
Because it's their heritage.
And they are also very nice people. They are not into the commercial stream, largely. They have to live, they have to survive. And they are very open. They have welcomed Orwell. They are very open. That is my experience. So with village people, we have to have more dialogue. That look, we are here and you are here, and we have to help each other. We are ready to understand your... We have understood, you have to understood, and we have to work out a mutual progress, co-evolution.
But I think the local villages do understand, because basically 35,000 people does live from Orwell, right? They do work here.
Yes.
They do, they are faster to respond with guest houses, which we don't have enough to all these...
Yes.
10,000 of people which are coming over the weekends.
Yes.
They are actually just responding to demand of the market, so to speak.
Yes.
Right? But they are working with us, right?
Yes, they are our partners in progress.
As I remember Dr. Karan Singh said last year on the retreat, we are almost really close to 50,000 if we consider all our bioregion.
That is another point of view. If we really take all these villages as such, then Auroville will not be a universal township.
Oh, okay.
It will be universal township only in name,
mm-hmm.
but it will not be in reality. What if 95% of the people belongs to one country? It's not
universal, yeah, of course.
So we have to find a way where every country is adequately represented. So it might even be necessary to expand the concept of Auroville from not into 50,000 people, but Auroville with 50,000 people from all the country of the world, plus
50,000 in the Barrow region.
Yes.
Mm. That would be very crowded. But I think we are not so close to that goal yet. Now let us focus on that action which started in 15th of August 2014, correct?
Yes.
With really force, some kind of, as Mandakini
spoke
about it on Sunday, she said she really felt that inner call that it's a time to start doing something for the land itself.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
And the first 3 months were really successful.
Yes.
What is your role in this action, this campaign?
My role was just facilitating. Because even before Mandakini stepped in, entered into the picture, I was already into it. And then she came. And she brought her new spirit. Her extremely positive approach. Trust. Encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And her creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And her complete involvement.
And her positive energy was really contagious,
yes,
right?
Yes. It is her personal qualities.
Mm-hmm.
I would say even high level of character. Intellectual character, which made the things grow. Because she was in France and I was in Auroville.
Yeah, everything went through internet.
Yes, my telephone and email. So my role was more or less facilitating, as a supportive. And then she traveled to USA. There was a meeting mm-hmm. of Auroville International. There was some other seminar there. She conveyed the message, she contacted people, Narad, and a few other people. And even some people who were not knowing about these things, they got aware. We got a few devotees who become high good donors. And we worked out the modalities of the whole Acres for Auroville.
Mm-hmm.
That we will take certain area of Auroville, find out which are the missing plots and focus only on that. Not we will take Auroville as a whole. So it was Matrimandir area and the international zone. And we set a target, we set a plot and we devised a new process of giving a donor identification number, a special page for each donor where they can see whole history of their donations. They can also see the area, the particular plots which are missing. And yes, even beyond our thought, we set a target and we could reach the target. First phase.
In 3 months, yeah?
No, in 1 year.
In 1 year?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we started phase two. This August 15th, 2015.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there was another Aurovillian, Sigrid.
Mm-hmm.
She was also very concerned about it. Especially, she saw that the whole urban expansion of India and Pondicherry might take over Auroville, and Auroville might become squeezed from all sides.
Sure.
So she was more concerned that if somehow we succeed in securing maximum possible area in the green belt, then Auroville will not be sandwiched
mm-hmm.
from the urban development.
So
she focused on green acres.
So that what you started the second phase?
Not I started.
Secret it is adjustment.
Yeah? Sigrid started Green Acres. Mm-hmm. Mandakini gave birth to Acres for Will. My work was more or less to facilitate, mm-hmm. be on the platform, on the stage, and help it happen. Mm-hmm. And they contacted people like Satish to create a new website. And then they conceived the idea of quarterly message. Whatever I was told I would write, they would revise. They would come out with flyers, letters, annual messages.
Mm-hmm.
So it created the campaign constantly in the awareness of people,
yeah.
in Oroville and out of Oroville.
How are the people in Oroville aware, or how much are willing to participate in that part? Are we on the page we are aware, but still we think that only it's supposed to come the money from outside?
I have not heard that kind of complaint or that kind of suggestion. Orovillians, in my view, are silently supporting and appreciating of the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And those who can afford, those who can give, are donating. I would not be too critical of this. It is also a question of inspiration, providing a motivation to action. And I have seen, we had run before a lot of campaign, like $1 million campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that the contributions from Orovillian was quite significant.
Mm. Which year was that?
2001 and 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And we reached it, succeed.
That was also from the land?
Yes. Uh-huh. It was from that funds that we bought this botanical garden,
mm-hmm.
and number of other lands.
Mm.
And it was from that funds that we bought this 21 acres between Certitude and Botanical Gardens, from Aubrey to Botanical, 23 acres from that funds.
That is called Evergreen now?
Yes, no, the, yes, yes.
Or the other plot next to
Evergreen, okay. Next to Evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, when we started Acres for Oroville or Green Acres, we got good response from within Oroville.
Mm, that's really good. I think one significant event is coming up, which is called Land Party, right?
No, they are going to change the name. They are thinking of calling it Landing Oroville, because party word is not very, it might be misunderstood, that is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to change the name.
And purpose of that event is to share with everybody what was achieved and also spread their awareness, right?
It is in the same momentum to keep the awareness, to become more aware of the importance of the work, to showcase the past progress, to convey how people can collaborate, because donation is not the only way to collaborate. Your creativity, your actions, everyone who has some talent can do something. There was a time when number of Oroville artists gave their art picture.
Mm-hmm.
That you use it, you give it to donors as a gift, or you raise funds against give it against donations. So that was one way. So another idea in this whole event is that in last year we made two DVDs, two CDs, two short films. one by Rakhal.
Lani Oroville?
Yes. And before that, we had made another for Acres for Oroville.
That is another movie?
Yes, it's a short video. People can come and see it. Mm-hmm. It is a February, so a lot of guests, members of Oroville International here. So those who might not have seen it can see it.
Mm-hmm. And who is the author of Acres for Oroville? That short movie?
Myself and Mandakini.
Uh-huh.
And for landing for Oroville, I was not involved in it, but it is a work put forth idea by Mr. Prasad,
mm-hmm.
and realized, actualized by
Rakhal. Yeah, so this is 8 minutes long movie,
yes.
Which is also translated in French, right?
Yes.
Not always seen. It's yes. A nice movie.
Yes.
Which also clearly show the speculations around the Oroville or even in Greenbelt, how
yes.
they're spreading and how they actually might spoil the picture of Oroville.
Yes.
Is there anything else we should put the emphasis on?
It is creativity.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking about the creativity for New Year, there's a really nice greeting card circulated around in Oroville, and I think it was also sent out.
Yes, we still have another 500 copies which we are going to give to Information Service in Visitor Center.
Mm-hmm.
So all those who shows interest, who ask questions about Oroville, or who purchase books of Oroville or Mother and Bindo, or any video
mm-hmm.
from Vision, they are going to get one card free.
Mm-hmm. And that was work of Jasmine and Arvinda, right?
Yes. Jasmine and Arvinda, they have recently joined
mm-hmm.
and they got it printed
mm-hmm.
in Arvinda Ashram Press. They designed it. And Jasmine has also joined with me recently as a worker. So I am more free to attend to other things. We are also going to send this whole calendar card, greeting card, to guest of Oroville,
mm-hmm.
guest houses for distribution.
To guests, all the guests? No. It's not even. No.
We are going to give to guest houses,
mm-hmm.
and those who want to take it can take it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, various programs, you know, there are various programs on introducing Oroville by Insight Seminar.
Mm-hmm.
Them also, we are going to send it so that those who are interested can take one.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not only a greeting card, it's really beautiful. But it's also a calendar on one side, right?
Yes.
So it's actually really smart.
Yes.
Greeting card, New Year card.
The important thing here is that Mother's vision of Oroville was that people of talent, of skills, of imagination, of creativity will engage themselves in various kind of constructive activities.
Mm-hmm.
So even in our tackling the task of a unified Oroville, we have to apply that. We just cannot just say we need funds and please help us. That approach I don't agree.
No, that is begging.
Yes, begging. We cannot say we are...
In many spiritual practices, begging is actually a sin.
Yes.
There has to be another intention and another approach.
Yes. And as Mother once said, important thing is to convey the vision of Oroville. To keep our vision as high as a sun in the sky. And those who are receptive, those who see the light of Oroville, those who feel appealed by this new civilization, the new world, the new possibility which is coming, which is assured, they can collaborate in whatever way they can. That is how we approach it, rather than trying to, we are sinking, please help, like, I don't agree with that approach.
I agree with you. Ayurdeep, thank you for today.
Thank you.
And we shall succeed.
Thank you, yes.